Hello. Welcome to our church. Please, come inside.
I do not have the time to stop.
Come. You look as if you need it.
No, I have my own religion.
If I came to your church, wouldn't you be insulted if I refused to enter? Would you like something to eat or drink?
Thank you, no.
Please, our water is very good here, not like yours.
It's very pure.
From the glacier.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Water then, thank you. Thank you. It is most exquisite. Yeah.
This is a place far from stress or worry. Whatever is frightening you, try to let it go.
I cannot. My antagonists pursue me.
Yes. The armed men.
Yeah, have you seen them? Are they here already?
We saw them approach.
Yes, they came from the sea.
I don't think I can help you with them. But I sense that your greatest troubles come from within.
To which troubles do you refer?
You know.
I'm not sure.
You live in two worlds.
You are referring perhaps to a multiverse.
There are two worlds in Ultima Thule.
What is Ultima Thule?
You are in it.
This country is Ultima Thule.
This is not Iceland?
Nay.
But it is an apt name.
What are the two worlds you mentioned?
One is human. The other is that of the Huldufólk, the invisible people. I think you have one foot in the invisible world. You must be careful.
Why must I be careful?
The Huldufólk are capricious. They are unseen. They are unforgiving. If they catch you, they may not let you go.
Why would they do this?
Hate. They hate humans. They vie with them for the common ground between worlds.
Are there other people who live in both worlds?
There are mediums who can see into this other world. I am the medium of this village.
Have you ever seen someone like me?
We have legends, but I have never met a real being like you. Tell me. Tell me how you came to be this thing.
I think perhaps I don't know. I was something different. I was damned.
Damned?
I hurt. I believe I injured some men. I may have seriously hurt someone. It is against all that I believe. I no longer know what I am.
You feel guilt?
Yes.
You should.
You were alive once, were you not?
I'm alive now! I am alive, look!
Are you sure? Because you don't sound sure.
Why do you ask this? Look! I'm as alive as you!
You know, in recent days, many animals died here. Fish, calves.
Yes. This makes sense.
Does it?
Did you kill them?
How could I have killed anything?
Well, by your own admission.
I was not even here!
And are you here now? Are you truly here?
I don't know.
Nay. You do not know half thing.
This was not my choice. What can stop me being this way?
Death. Who is it?
Sir, I think it's the Black Devil.
On his own?
It looks that way, sir.
Head for that hillside, Piper. Tell me when we're in rifle range.
Step into the shade. Sink. Into the shifting frost, you must answer for the dead creatures.
Death.
But the phenomena are unrelated to my arrival. Did this happen a few days ago?
Death.
Yeah, well, it was not just in this land.
Death.
We all experienced a quantum event. Reality itself has changed.
Dr. Alketa!
Captain, these people believe that I'm the cause of the anomaly.
I'm attempting to explain to them the reality of the situation, but they won't listen. Captain!
What people?
Stay with us. Death is the cure.
These people!
Stay with us.
Sullivan, get down!
Death is the cure.
Help me!
There's no one there. Get down!
Everyone, keep still!
The shots came from over there. We've only got a few minutes before they get here.
I want to know what you think, no matter how stupid. Say it now.
It looked like he was being dragged away by something, into the rock.
Invisible people?
Yeah, very famous in Iceland. Most people believe in it. They build roads around the place where they think elves live.
Sorry, elves? Like elves?
Yeah.
Elves?
Yeah, this is serious. Huldufolk, you know, they believe, like, we believe in Jesus.
What do they want?
I don't know.
What about the road building thing?
If you build in a place important to them, they get angry. Machines break, cattle die, this kind of thing.
What places are important to them?
House, stones, plants, nature.
What, special stones? Like this place?
Bjorn, could this be such a place?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Invisible people... I am Captain Dalton. I want that man back. Tell me your terms. In that case, I'll tell you mine. I have got a sump full of toxic engine sludge that I need to offload. I would normally go to port and have it pumped off safely, but if I don't get that man back within 1 minute, I am going to load it into barrels and dump it here. Then I'll bring every disgusting, poisonous chemical we have and I'll use it to water this land. The dioxins will contaminate the water and the plants will die forever. And then I'll blow up your precious rock and I'll burn every living fucking thing that so much as looks at me, and then I'll...
I'm here!
Are you okay?
Grab him!
Where are we going?
To the pass!
Huh. You know, under all that sugary ice, and you got a big fat inner bitch.
They're getting nearer.
Well, we gotta do something better than just running. Bjorn and the other slower ones, they just can't get much further.
Head for the low pass there between the mountains. Keep moving. Bjorn, keep everyone moving. What's planning to... go around the mountain and double back to the ship. I don't know what else to do, but they're gaining on us. Can we use that pass and make a stand?
Aye. We could do that, but it won't take all of us. I'll stay.
Can you do it on your own?
I'll keep the lassie with me. I know, but it's a good exchange. Drop two and keep the rest alive.
All right. Thank you.
Can you get the shot in?
No line of sight, sir. They've gone low. I think they're heading for that pass.
No, we can't let them get through it. Move!
Aye, if we can get behind them, then we're going to try and knock her one.
I don't think I can kill anyone.
No, we don't want to kill him. If you kill him, we'll just leave him there. We're going to injure one, so we slow them all down. Can you see your way clear to doing that?
I'll try.
Aye, try hard. They'll do worse if they get their hands on you.
Lorraine, if Alan and May don't succeed, I want you and Bjorn to go ahead with everyone. I'll remain with Douglas and Marco and do what we can to slow them down.
No way!
You said you understood. You obey my orders now. Your only job is to keep these people alive. That's our purpose now. Our one and only purpose on the planet until I say otherwise. Can you do that or not?
Yes, ma'am.
You likely to tell me what we're doing?
No, just keep piling them.
Is this like some kind of bush trap?
Is that them? Can you see them? Get out there.
I can't see anything. We're okay. We can't be far off them.
Right. And that'll do. Here's your scarf.
Is that it? What is it?
Come on!
Are you okay? Why don't we just go back to the gap there between the two mountains and kind of drop rocks and stuff on them?
You're a fucking genius.
Well, it seems like the obvious thing to do.
Aye, right.
Is that a yes?
No.
Sir, it looks like there's some kind of structure on the path at the foot of the pass.
They'll be getting to the pass now. And they'll be thinking about who's at the top dropping rocks.
It'll be some kind of grave.
The captain will send a squad ahead to see what it is. And he'll think, what the fuck? Then he'll tell the captain.
Sir, it just looks like a pile of rocks and a clock.
Then they'll have to go ahead and look at it. And they'll keep their distance. Then they'll start poking at it.
Stay back!
Then they'll wonder if it was put there to make people walk around it. They'll check either side.
Well, they know we haven't got mines.
They don't know anything.
Cease fire!
Sure, it could be booby-trapped.
Give me your rifle. Stay back!
Then, eventually, they'll go past them.
Okay, I get it. It slows them down getting into the pass.
No, it shits them up. Every step they take through that pass, they're thinking, what the fuck was that? Was it a voodoo? Maybe it was a signal to somebody. What did we miss? Suddenly, they're not chasing a load of unarmed numpties. Now they're alone in a big, cold, scary desert, looking up at every fucking snowflake.
Holy shit. You done this before?
I've seen it done.
There's nothing there. It's safe. Let's go!
The Light of September is funded by its audience. To find out how you can get involved and help us make more episodes, please go to radiostatic.co.uk.
We would like to thank these absolutely magnificent people who've kept us afloat. Andrew McIntyre, Chris King, Trudy White, Walt Wizard Marjorie Milner, Dean Harrison, MarkWho42.net, Angela Picozzi Vance, Christine Parsons, Sharon Hiley, the three Allen sisters, Sarah and Sean Bailey at Macclesfield, and Jennifer Mordecai. Thank you so, 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 so much.
Radiostatic.co.uk.
It's that fucking Scottish dwarf. Leave it.